Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Maris. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, you're working today, huh?
Yeah, it's happy Saturday.
Yeah, you do. there's always Sunday coming up.
Yeah, we work the Saturdays from Thanksgiving, in between Thanksgiving all the way to Christmas, so usually four or five a year.
Yeah. Well,
so I have no reason to complain.
Yep, we don't care. It's fine.
That's right. How late are you open until on Saturdays?
Oh, usually Rose like to lock the doors at 4:45, you know, and then we put everything in the safe. And
okay.
We're out. We try to be out at 5 o'clock. But
yeah, okay, so pretty much a full day then.
Yeah, it never works. There's always somebody coming.
Without fail, somebody's coming in around 4:45.
Especially they won't look at wedding bands. That's typical. That's the way the wedding band. 4:30, boom, they're right at the door. We won't look at your wedding band. They look at it with their safety. We'll think about it. And they're gone.
Yeah, Saturday.
That's how it
always goes, right? It's just the person that's just, you know, a looky-loo, if you will, you know, doesn't have any intentions of buying, but...
Nope. So they make you wait at the last minute, and they know you just want to go home. So they just drag, and then after they go online, and then they see what's good, they take pictures, and they say, and then boom, they go and buy online. And say, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, but that's life.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part.
Yeah, we work so hard for nothing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is Dave Jr. in today?
I think he went to Albany, tell you the truth.
Oh, okay.
To his son, yeah. He told me yesterday Rochester, but I heard his mother talked about Albany, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I figured he would probably be on the road somewhere at a hockey arena.
Yeah, because yeah, I heard they had to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning to get there.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be Rochester then. That would probably be Albany.
I don't know why he tells me lies like this. I don't care. He just tells me the truth.
Or, you know what? He's got such a hectic schedule with all of the different rinks he's been to. He probably forgot or didn't know where he was going.
No, he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't want to talk to me about what's good and doing. I don't care.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep, he'll be back Tuesday. I think he might even come Monday because he works, you know, on Monday sometimes all by himself and prepare things, you know, the repairs and stuff. You might always try to call him. I'm telling you something, maybe I shouldn't.
I'll bother him on a Monday. I'll go.
try it just for fun. don't say that. I told you that.
I would never. My lips are sealed, Maurice. I wouldn't.
Thanks.
Would never blow you in.
Thank you. That'll just get in even.
I'll make sure to call him on Monday.
Yeah. I was just checking that, by the way.
I just thought you might be open on Mondays and the, you know, during the holidays.
Yeah.
He probably won't answer the phone if he sees it's me.
Yeah, true. He'll look and then let go. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Well, I hope you guys have a great Saturday. If you do need anything, I'm here until 5 as well, so
I can ship out whatever
you might need.
Okay, but David is taking care of the customer right now, and I think we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right?
All right. Well, all the best for today. Hopefully you'll sell a big diamond.
Something. Well, I know we already are working on the repair. Somebody just called the young lady. His wife is allergic to gold. So he wants to reset in platinum. So that's a nice sell. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it for Christmas. We might.
Yeah, that's a nice
grab it in
project.
Platinum. Yeah. So he's coming this morning all by himself.
Very nice.
Surpriser. Yeah. So we'll see. Yep.
Well, all the best, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Yep, you too. Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.